Teaching and learning during COVID-19 has presented unprecedented challenges. Where do you go for answers? Busted Pencils. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
Oh, it is. It's Tuesday night. It is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators, always talking education, critical race theory again. Paul, we had a great caller. Tom, on the Facebook Live. Deanna, you're out there listening and watching us. She got a comment. I'm an old white woman and wants to join the crowd here, but really talking about this. Yes, Tim, because we might not come out on top all the time. So as we were talking about this, Paul, as we left the break, what are people so afraid of? Tom kind of gave us that question. You put this in there and talk about it. It's like, well, actually... maybe white people fear is kind of real in a sense of that positionality then that Deanna's talking about, because if this works out, right, we lose positionality.
Paul? Right. Equity is scary because that means that people, this whole idea of meritocracy is kind of fascinating because that's part of our American mythology, but the dominant one is a libertarian one. It's this rugged individualism. So I think what we probably should say, piggybacking off the question before the break, the we are people with power, people with advantage. And what they're afraid of is being unmasked as not having earned that. I'm a hard worker. I'm from a working class background. I was raised by a 1950s mom and dad who believed the American dream and worked hard and, probably would have been on the bandwagon against cultural, critical race theory. And it's hard if you're a hardworking person. It's hard to admit that some of your accomplishment, possibly even a lot of your accomplishment, came from advantage and not from the hard work. And I think that's the big fear is that we have people that are, even somebody like Bill Gates, he has to be afraid of us realizing he doesn't really deserve that. What he has, he does not, unequivocally, he does not deserve that.
But he built that all on his own. Come on.
I love that one. I always say the libertarians who believe that, I want to see them build a business without highways.
Yep.
Publicly funded highways. Just one thing. Take away one publicly funded thing and no businessman would be successful.
Yeah, but come on, Paul. Why you got to bring up facts like that? This is what you mean by being a critical educator.
Yeah,
you're throwing truths out that people don't want to hear. But yeah, okay, so here it is. This idea, though, think about it. It's like the biggest advocates of, quote, meritocracy and equality are the ones who are most fearful of a true meritocracy and true equality.
Absolutely. And I think, and we just saw that with the Trump family being in the White House, I think a lot of people with affluence want to pass it on to their children. And they're immediately creating inequity. Their children, we see this all the time. We just saw a family of children who don't deserve the positions they have. And it's simply because of the wealth, ill-got wealth, that put them in that position. If we really do equity, then there's going to be, inheritance will have to stop. You can't pass on your advantage to your children. A real meritocracy wouldn't allow that. People are not going to agree to that.
That's it. So, we're talking about power here, as you just said. Who has it? Who, I like the other word you used, who earned it?
Right.
Earn, right? Because that's exactly. The other, we talk about words, simple words that people love, and people are like, I earned this, and therefore you can't take it away from me. And, again, forget about critical race theory. How about just critical education? Paul and I are saying, actually stepping back, as you said in the first part, did you earn that? Whatever that is. So Ivanka Trump, did you earn the position to be an advisor to the president of the United States by your mass accomplishments of your own hard work? The question answers itself right away with no.
And how much of labor that creates the capital, how many of those workers receive the capital? I think one thing that COVID exposed is who is essential. Our workers who don't even get paid minimum wage, restaurant staff people, they were at the greatest risk. They still didn't get, they were doing mostly takeout, so they weren't getting tips.
Mm-hmm.
And the United States, if all of our restaurant workers would not show up work tomorrow, the country would stop. If all the CEOs didn't go to work tomorrow, nobody would notice.
Well, there, put that in your pipe. You know, I don't know. I don't think we smoke pipes anymore, unless it's one of those other kind of pipes. It's becoming a lot more legal in different places. It's Paul Thomas, Professor Furman State, right?
Furman University.
Furman University, South Carolina. Radical Eyes for Equity is the blog. Check it out. We need more critical race theory. And I'll just end quoting the blog here. In this case, we can say not all white people, but clearly identify those people who are to blame when they seek ways to deny and perpetuate the racism that remains in our daily lives. Yeah, we're not talking about putting critical race theory. We're actually just being critical and asking what's fair, stepping back and taking a look. Why is that outlawed? Paul Thomas, thanks for the night. Loved it. Always love you being a great guest. More Busted Pencils when we get back. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Back after the break. We're